Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rebecca Walzer is here. She's a new friend. She's the president of Walzer Wealth Management, specializing in helping people just like you and me, families and businesses, improve their opportunity for wealth management and to get out of debt and to have some retirement. She's written a book called Wealth Unbroken, Growing Wealth Uninterrupted by Market Crashes, Taxes, and Even Death. I like the way that sounds. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, Rebecca, one of the first things I want you to address is what I consider to be, it's almost a dirty little secret in, out here on Main Street. And, you know, we business owners start our businesses. It's one of our babies. We love it. It's like a teenager. We always love it, but we don't always like it, you know. And so, you work hard and you feed it and you grow it and you nurture it and eventually it takes off and it kind of starts taking care of you a little bit. But at some point in time, you realize I need to start developing a parallel track of wealth, not just putting everything we have into the business. And yet the business is standing there with his hand out. I need another truck. I need another computer. We need to add more inventory. We need to do a new marketing strategy. The website's old. We need to, you know, we need to give our employees raises. There's always something to do with the money, isn't there?
There is. There is. This is, I think, the number one issue. I work with a lot of business owners, and whether they're a small, medium, large, been in business a long time, or just, you know, a couple years in, this is the problem, is that the business is ever, you know, a cash stock, really. You know, even if you're paying for your lifestyle, it's constantly needing different things. And a lot of business owners just get into the mentality of, my retirement is my business. I think that's the natural inclination, you know, that your retirement is your business.
It's almost a defense mechanism. It's our justification, Rebecca. We have to say that. We have to believe that to justify it, because in the early days, we do have to give our business everything, because if we don't, most of us, you know, bootstrap our businesses. And if we don't give it everything,
that's
it won't make it.
That's true. You know the percentages of the businesses that fail, and all of the listeners do too, because they're business owners. So most businesses fail, and so the ones that are thriving, they're blood, sweat, and tears, sacrificing everything. And that's true. And that's why it's the number one issue. Like, they don't see it. So obviously, you know, we try to figure out a way that they can look at it as just a necessary expense, really, you know, paying your future self outside the business. Because in case the business succession plan, if the business doesn't become sellable, you can't work forever. Nobody will want to. I mean, you think right now you could do it. I have people come in all the time in their 60s and say, I'm not retiring anytime soon. And I'm talking to the 7-year-old, and they're like, you know, I just want to have more free time.
one thing we know for sure, you're going out head first or feet first, one way or the other.
Exactly. So it's important to try to keep that in mind and start to look at it as an expense that has to be put into the calculation. And if you look at it that way, a necessary expense, like everything.
You're talking about budgeting for it.
I am.
Getting it in the budget. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And obviously, it's not going to happen the first couple of years. We understand that. Nobody expects that. But once you have a viable, sustainable business, it will always need something. And so what you have to do is say, I have to manage those somethings with my something. Because at the end of the day, if you've worked your whole life and built this great thing, but you can't walk away and enjoy it, you can't live some sort of freedom in the retired years, then what have you really done for yourself? You've really made yourself a prisoner to your business, and that's not what we want either.
Well, I want to, in your subtitle, Grow Wealth Uninterrupted by Market Crashes, Taxes, Even Death, my answer to that, and I've said this many times on the show, My answer to that for small businesses in terms of wealth management is real estate. And I'm talking about the real estate that their business is in and anything around it that they can buy. Whatever income-producing property they can find, to me, the way to answer that question is real estate. What do you think?
I'm a huge fan of real estate. Over the history of America and really going back even to Europe, real estate is the number one asset class that has protected against inflation and provided steady streams of cash flow. The market's going to go up and down and crash. Real estate obviously can crash as well. We've seen that with the housing market depression, but that was a very specific, unique issue that I don't think is repeatable, at least in our country. So, yes, I agree. Real estate is a great hedge, and it's a great cash flow, and I think it's a great tool. And certainly there's a lot of people that have have done very, very – I have a lot of clients that are multimillionaires on a real estate portfolio.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many times I've seen where – mom and pop built a company 40 years ago, and they bought the property their business is in. They bought all the property all around them as it came available over 40 years. And today, the business is worth nothing, but the real estate is worth $50 million, you know, $10 million, $3 million or whatever. Rebecca, I tell my audience, and I admit this is one of my admissions is that I'm a horrible saver. I'm the worst saver in the world, but I'm one heck of a mortgage payment maker. You find me a piece of real estate that I want and that I can get some financing on if I need it, and I'll beg, borrow, and steal. I'll pick up cans on the side of the road, whatever I got to do to make that mortgage payment without fail. But if you tell me to save it, I'm probably not going to do it.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'll just add, Jim, as the tax lawyer side of me, the tax attorney, one thing I combine in my practice is I like to get you into some sort of tax-free income streams or tax-free yep. asset classes. And there's only a couple. The only issue I have with real estate, if that's your only situation, is in the coming years when tax rates go up, obviously real estate income is ordinary income, tax is ordinary income, and it could really cause an issue because you're the person that's got the money and the government's got to go where the
right.
money is. So we just like to also have another asset class that's producing cash flow that's really not taxable. And there's not that many of those, but there are some. And so alongside the real estate, we'd like to see, and what I actually like to do, I call it the two-for-one strategy. We buy real estate. We use the cash flow while we're still working
right.
to fund another asset class that was basically is tax-free in retirement. And that way we leverage real estate so we can keep the real estate, we can keep the tax. You know, the cash flow coming in, but we also like to build another opportunity while we don't need that cash flow to actually have a tax-free income at class.
I'm going to get you to talk a little bit more about that after this break. You got a website?
Yes, walzerwealth.com, WALSSAMER, walzerwealth.com.
Walzerwealth.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.